This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome, everybody, to the Office Hours East Hoag Nora COVID special. I don't know, for those of you that maybe didn't see my Instagram post, we're not, as you can tell, we're not in our normal studio. We're in my dining room in my apartment. And that's because we had some COVID activity in the studio where we couldn't do it. And so we're trying this again, just like we did if you watched the show in Atlanta when I was down there, but now we're doing the same thing, but now I'm just here in Brooklyn. I might as well be in Atlanta, I guess. It's crazy, but perfect right on time for today's show is these Tech Diffs hats that I'm wearing, and also producer Tori. If we are ever able to cut to him during the show, you'll see producer Tori is also wearing a Tech Diffs hat. Of course, I was ill prepared to give credit to the person that made them. See if I can go on my, I don't want to go on my Instagram because then I'm using bandwidth. Is that right? Is that what happens? Yeah. Is it bandwidth that I'm using? In any case, if you go on my Instagram, I'll make sure I put the proper, I'll tag them. Someone made these and sent them, and they're so fucking great. They're so cool. And so me and Tori had to meet today. Me and producer Tori had to meet so he could give me this, because he was going to bring this sign to the studio. And I was like, oh, let's meet. And then you can give me the Tech Diffs hat so I can still wear it, and give me the Happy Hoganica sign, and I'll hang it up. And then he gave me this fake bread that I made a Hoganora. I mean, this is exciting. This is the first Hoganica. Like, this is really a history-making event. What was that? Oh, shit. I lost Happy and Hoganica. Give me a sec. First Tech Diff of the night. Hold on. Dropping the phone.
Let's try him.
Let's see. I thought I had taped it up pretty well. It's actually perfect that it went down for this particular show. I'm pretty pumped to start wearing this Tech Diffs hat just around town, maybe at the dog run. And then when someone asks me, what's Tech Diffs mean? I'll just look for the first dog that I see taking a shit and go, that's one. We were not able to do the studio. I'm in my dining room. We have the Hoganora that we're going to light very soon. I hope everyone has their stand. Let's bring in our sidekicks. Of course, we've got Slice and Football was able to join us. Are we able to have them all up at the same time?
I think so.
Slice, are you there?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I made a big pot of you know what.
A big pot of, it sounds like I should know what this answer
is. Yeah, yeah. No, a big pot of you know what.
Of you know what. Is this something we've talked about in a previous show that I should know what this is?
No.
Oh, man, Slice. Already pushing my buttons tonight, Slice, on the first night of the first ever Hogan. A big pot of tea.
No, you already guessed tea. Okay, I'll tell you. Soup, a big pot of soup.
And why should I have guessed that?
I don't know. I thought you were on, I just kind of just seeing if we were on the same page. It turns out, you know, the digital sphere is different. It's different, but we're doing our best.
Yeah, we are. It's all we can do. It's all any of us can do is do our best.
Where do you think I got my couch?
Is that a Raymore and Flanagan?
Bingo.
Wow. Nice. It's very you, right? In a way that I wouldn't have expected, but Slice is like always the unexpected.
Yeah. And I actually heard that we're going to get a pretty jam-packed show when you say for the Hognika.
Oh, this is a fantastic show, Mivo. We've got you. We've got football. Are you there as
Football's
well?
Football's here.
Hey, yo.
Oh,
football. All right. There's football. Much, much different couch.
Yeah, I like a more modern, a little classier.
CB, is that CB2?
Oh, this is just straight up Crate and Barrel. You spell out the words.
Nice, nice, classic. It's a real nice look. Now, did you ever consider going like leather? Or would that be weird, leather, pigskin on leather?
It is a little, to mix the cow and the pig like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot.
Got it. Well, what do you do? Either of you, are either you doing sandwiches tonight for Hognika?
Yeah,
I got a sandwich.
Yes.
What you got going on? Go ahead, yes. Slice a big pot of. Sandwich, Slice?
Come on. Okay, I'm gonna.
No,
go
you
ahead.
Come on. Guess should be so easy, right?
Okay, I'll guess. I'll put out there. Kind of first standard guess is a ham sandwich. Is it ham?
Again, because I got the pig skin, it's a little weird for me to eat actual pig.
What about a calzone? I'm going to guess football might be like a calzone type.
I do like a calzone, but that feels a little pizza-ish, so I didn't want to put it in pizza's face.
What'd you get? Just tell us. Lay it on
us. I just went PB&J. I just went benign. Love it.
Classic. Sometimes you want that at night. Sometimes like it's a nice post-dinner treat, or maybe if this is your thing. Listen, there's no right or wrongs in Hognika. Have whatever you want. Do whatever makes you feel good. It's kind of the spirit of Hognika, the spirit of sandwiches. Put together whatever combo you like. You know, it's like Crunch. No judgments.
Crunch Jim?
Crunch Jim. Wasn't that their thing? No judgments? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Here's what I have. I have the actual, if you follow my social media, you already heard about this. Maybe if not, you didn't. This is an actual sandwich called the Hognika, and it's courtesy of Court Street Grocers. They were kind enough to do a culinary collab. And what we ended up with was, this is kind of like a sandwich I've enjoyed for a long time. I don't need as much meat lately, but I'll still have it every now and then. So we went with the turkey, and they do non-meat options at Court Street Grocers. I had one, the Auliflower. Oh my God, that was good. Anyway, this is the new sandwich, the Hognika, which you can actually get at Court Street Grocers for the next probably 2 days, probably through the weekend, and then I'm guessing it'll be done, but who knows. But the one in Brooklyn, go get yourself a Hognika. It's the official Office Hours East sandwich. You can buy this. This is turkey, their comeback sauce, which is kind of like a Russian kind of style dressing, but it's better. Coleslaw, tomatoes, and Munster. And on this delicious, like seeded roll, but not, it's not like caraway seeds like rye. Cause when I heard seeded, I'm like, ugh, don't do seeds. And this is just not that. It's just like, it's almost, you know, like a semolina. Delicious. So that's what I'm doing I'm having the Hognika. Very first ever Hognika. And it's for me, just as a sandwich lover, to get a sandwich at the place that I just love so much. I mean, I went there today to pick up the Hognikas. I got four extras. Football's going to go on a road trip tomorrow and is going to stop by my place. Football's getting a Hognika tomorrow morning for the road. Slice, I can give you one if you want. I don't know if Loaf would feel about it, but I'm very excited. I went to get it today. I took Cabby, who's sleeping. He's in his bed next to the Hognora. I'll try to show him later. Anyway.
Let's get a little bite. Let's hear it.
Wow. Oh, that bread. I can't wait.
Oh my God.
To come and get my sandwich tomorrow. Oh. My hoagie.
It's good. The sec. I already ate one. I ate one when I went to get the sandwich. When I picked it up early, later this afternoon, I ate an entire one.
Just like in like front of them? Just like stood there in line? Just
I made them watch me. I'm like, hey, you guys should watch me eat. They're like, oh, we're kind of busy. I'm like, just watch me eat. Yeah, this is really good. I highly recommend if you're in Brooklyn, go get yourself a Hognica. It's really good. Really good. And listen, now that we're starting Hognica, we're going to get to our first guest. I want to do this, you know, start the evening right by lighting the Hognora, which is behind me. And if you have a traditional Hognora set up at home, like me, it is on a stool. It's resting, I'm sorry, it's on a big boggle. Underneath the big boggle is just a like a box of stuff, and then that's on a stool. That's the traditional Hognora setup. And it's a single candle stuck on top of a single sash of foil.
And should we show the graphic, John?
Oh yeah, do we got a graphic?
We have a Hognica graphic, and here we go. All right.
Another high quality jingle from Jason Lamb, who does a lot of our music. I'm noticing a very cute kitty in Wisconsin man's window. Anyway, so we have a very special guest to help us with the lighting of the Hognora. He is the front man and the only Jew in one of the most seminal indie bands of all time. And one of my all-time favorite bands. And he's here tonight to help us ring in Hognica from the band Yola Tango. Please welcome the Jewish member, Ira Kaplan. Ira, are you there?
I'm here, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much, Ira. And I guess so. We're not able to do video tonight, right, Producer Tori?
Well, yeah, you have a split screen,
right?
A picture of Ira.
Of Ira. Let me see it. So is he holding a guitar?
Ira, you had an explanation on that picture, right?
What's going on? That looks like is that a drawing?
It was a drawing that was done by somebody who came to one of our concerts recently. We played in Canterbury, so I think it's kind of like a Canterbury tale.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I get it.
Yep. I mean, it really does speak for itself, but
yeah, now that you said that, it's like, yeah, I get it. I was going to say, now that you said that, you can probably stop talking or explaining or keep going. Yeah, no.
I hate to bring things down, but I'm not the only Jewish member of the band. Georgia is Jewish as well. So,
really?
Yeah.
Did she convert, or is she a longtime Jew? And I had no idea.
Longtime Jew, John.
Wow, you're bullshitting me.
I'm not. I am not.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm blown away. Wow, I'm blown away. I had long no time. Idea. Yeah. Longtime Jew.
Yeah. First time caller.
Wow, Georgia, I really had no idea. That really changes a lot as far as how I'm like viewing the band.
Yeah.
The times we've hung out. Wow.
I know.
Had no idea. Are you pulling my leg?
I'm not.
Are you pulling my leg, Jew?
Nope.
Wow. Well, color me oy vey. I mean, I had no idea.
Yeah.
You're familiar with that, right? Milton Berle, like someone playing that. Do you know what that L'Chaim reference is?
No.
Oh, I'll send it to you later. You'll enjoy it. I won't.
This is Milton Berle.
No, don't play it now. We'll be here till 1 a.m. just doing bits. All right. So, Ira, you're
right already.
Right already. So, Ira, you're going to help us ring in Hognika. Well, you're going to play some music for us, one of the traditional Hognika songs, while I light the Hognora.
Yeah, no, it's my honor to be here and taking part in the first Hognika.
Well, great. Why don't you go ahead and start, and I'm going to turn the light off, dim the lights, and light the Hognora. And this is such a thrilling moment for, really, for the Office Hours East viewers and listeners. This is the first ever Hognika that we're celebrating as a group, and I mean, this is history. Anyway, take it away, Ira. Flame right there. Everybody be taking bites of their sandwich at this point. Oh man. Yep. Just in case anyone's wondering, I'm washing down my Hognika with a, I took a can of lime Spindrift and a can of lemon Spindrift. Pardon? And I combined, yes, I'm sorry, Ira.
Is something wrong?
Oh, no, you should keep playing. I was just explaining, I was letting everyone know what I was drinking with my sandwich.
Okay.
But yeah, that was great. You're doing
okay. I'm a little thrown off. I'm gonna have to start from the beginning. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Hope everyone's enjoying their sandwich. We're gonna take calls soon from listeners. We'd love to hear what you're having tonight for Hognika. So, you know, be prepared if you want to call in and let us know what you're having. A nice picture of the hope man.
Sandwich, gather around your table and come eat your sandwich.
Thank you very much, Ira. That's the end of the song.
Pleasure to be here, John.
Yeah.
Happy Hogan.
Well, that's the traditional lighting of the Hognora with the official song from Ira Kaplan. And again, for me, this is a revelatory night that this entire time I've known Georgia, that I thought she was a goyim. And here on Hognica, to find out, something I've known for a long time is Jewish. I kind of had a similar moment when I found out producer Tori was Jewish, right, producer Tori?
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way. Not my little producer Tori, who looks like a little shiksa. There's no way. And he is. Aww. He's Jewish. Anyway, thank you very much, Ira. Ira Kaplan, one of the two-thirds Jew, Yola Tango. Who knew? Anyway, thank you both so much for being here tonight, Ira and Georgia. I'm sorry that you have COVID. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I don't know if you want that to be public All right. knowledge. Cats,
too late.
A's out of the bag.
Yeah.
Well, feel better. Thank you again for doing this. And let's continue this beautiful night of Hognica.
Happy Hognica, John. And slice and football as well.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Yeah, I love that music. Could we hear it one more time?
I'm gonna say no, Ira. And if he keeps playing, just hang up on him. That's what we do here on Office Hours East.
Oh, come on. Hey, New York Jonathan, did you know that I'm Jewish?
I had a guess. Okay. I hope that's not insulting.
No, it's cool. I had a
feeling. And we've talked about this before. Football, are you Jewish? Yeah. We were talking about Hebrew and Ivrit.
Why would it be insulting to guess that Slice is Jewish?
Doesn't that seem insulting? It's like, yeah, you seem Jewish.
Yeah, yeah. When New York Jonathan said I had a feeling, that's kind of something about it.
You're Jewish figures, like it's the same thing. Like it just seems like a very loaded response.
But that's saying that being Jewish is sort of insulting.
No.
Not
that's
like,
not,
it oh was, yeah, I figured you're beautiful. The figures. I guess if you say it anyway, that actually did sound bad. Figures you're beautiful.
Oh, yeah, Jewish, I had a feeling you're beautiful.
I had a feeling.
I don't mean to be insulting, but yeah, I figured you're gorgeous from head to toe.
God, football! I love that couch. It's a really fantastic couch.
Oh, thank you.
That's straight up CB. That's not CB2. It's not a custom made. It's not like you hired someone to make that. Just you went to Crate and Barrel. Boom! That's my couch.
Yeah, I just laid down. Immediately, I wanted to unloosen the laces and just.
Got it.
Not for a while.
Well, let's get to some of our callers and listeners and viewers and find out what everyone's doing for Hognica. And it's just, this is a segment that we're going to call, So What Are You Having? Speaking of Jewish. So what are you having? So I guess, did we already ask you, Slice, what you're having?
Yeah, the big pot is...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So for Hognika, you're having a pot of soup.
Yeah.
Okay.
My life is a sandwich.
Because, how so?
Because my back is bread.
Right.
And my front is cheese and meat.
So you consider yourself a sandwich?
I'm an open-faced sandwich.
You know what? I can't argue against that. You're right. Never thought of it that
certainly
way.
Certainly can't. You had a feeling I was an open-faced sandwich, didn't you?
I had a feeling. It's a lot of revelations tonight. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of revelations. Georgia's Jewish. Joe or Slice. Oops. Slice is a sandwich. Man, oh man. All right, well, let's get to our
awesome couch.
That was no surprise. We've seen it before.
All right. I just wanted to be part of the book of Revelation.
Well, it's like Slice is an open face sandwich. Football is an open book, right?
Nice.
Thank you. Nice. Let's go to our first caller. Who do we have, Producer Tori?
John Oren. He's stuffing his face here, so he should tell us about what he's having.
Yeah, it's
now is the audience seeing people or no? Am I just seeing him? But no, I can see John. John, we've got because we're doing this Zoom tonight, I'm actually seeing on my computer some of the people that are watching, and I can actually see John, right? Is it Orn?
Yeah, you got it.
And you got this cool like winterscape for your Zoom background.
Yeah.
And I've been watching you eat. Yeah. So what are you having?
I got a 12-inch hoagie from, I guess, a bodega.
Where are you calling from? Where you live?
Oh, Vancouver, Canada.
The Couve.
Couve.
That's what my friend, remember the old video game Blades of Steel? Anyone know that game?
The
Blades of Steel.
It had synthesized speech for the NES, which was like a revelation in those days.
My friend and I, Blades of Steel.
Yeah, Blades of Steel. Yeah,
it was fight. Cool. And we would always play Vancouver, and we called it the Couve. It was just super annoying.
For sure. We could not stand. Anyway, from the Couve. Yeah.
And so you got a 12-inch hoagie.
I actually already finished half of it. And I haven't had a proper full-on hoagie in a really long time. And it's like, you can't eat them too fast, I don't think.
What's in it? What kind?
It's a half and half. I didn't realize. I thought it was just a Black Forest all the way around, but there is like a chicken marble. It says, small, I don't know. Okay, it says chicken marble and then Black Forest and Swiss.
Wow.
This is the Black Forest half right here.
So you got a ham. What kind of, you got any cheese on there? Any condiments?
Yeah, it's like a Swiss cheese. It's like a tomatoes, one shred of lettuce on there. And the Swiss cheese has holes like cartoon cheese.
Where'd you get it from? Did you make it yourself? Sounds like you got it somewhere.
Yeah, I got it at a place called Super Value.
Is that like a Canadian super sandwich shop?
It's honestly just like a grocery store, like a independent grocery store.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy your sandwich.
Thanks.
Here on the first ever Hognika. Thanks for sharing with us, and have a great have a great eating experience tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Happy Hoga days.
Thank you very much. Yeah. All right, Producer Tori, who else do we have tonight?
Raise your hand if you wanna tell us about what you're having. Anybody? I don't know. I don't see any hands being raised.
Oh man, no one wants to share their sandwich eating experience.
Yeah, I could tell you about what's in my soup.
Yeah, let's hear it, Slice.
Okay, so
first really quick, what made you go soup for Hognika?
Well, you know, some
I know you said your life is a sandwich, but
and I guess you could say that some people didn't know it was Hognika until they signed on to the Zoom, you know what I mean? So that was kind of the dinner was decided before the
wow
Someone did the self-hating open face sandwich there.
Wow. Well, hey, you know what? Hoag happens, right?
Wisconsin man's eating something. You want to talk to Wisconsin man?
Okay.
I don't want to make anyone talk about their food if they don't want to.
Okay.
If you only get one caller, that's fine. Like, really, part of Hoagnica, you should just enjoy it. Take it at your own time, your own pace.
I have a Hoagnica aphorism that I've heard.
Let's hear it.
Life is like a shit sandwich. The more bread you got, the less shit you got to eat. Hmm. Just a bit of wisdom for Hoagnica. You're welcome.
I guess I'm trying to figure that one out.
I'm not really following
it, football.
So picture a shit sandwich as you're eating your sandwich, and the more bread you got, you know, the less shit you got it, because the bread's going to take up all the room. And bread is also another word for money. And so the more money you have, the less, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. It's about life, really.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I wish I didn't need it to be explained to me. But there was a real joy in the, when I figured it out. Like then I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was incredible. Thank you for that one. Wow. Well, it also, everything resonates a little more on Hoagnica. Let's do one more. Do we have anyone willing to talk about their sandwich? Otherwise, we can move on.
Let's see.
I can't believe nobody wants to get a little sandwich talk going up.
I don't know. Can't tell. People aren't, people are just sort of vacantly staring.
Let's do this. Let's move on.
I do see someone. I see a special guest seems like he's celebrating Hoagnica somehow. Do you want to
get special guest who's?
Yeah, our scheduled special guest.
Yeah, I mean, we could just move on and talk to our next scheduled guest. You know, let's just do it. Let's let people just enjoy their sandwiches, their hoagies on the first ever Hoagnica. And let's just get to our first guest. If you follow me and my shows, you know who this person is. And he was in the very first Office Hours East. He played the Russian tough guy Sergei in Delocated. But whatever, who gives a shit about acting credits? Let's just get him on. Please welcome, in a segment that we're going to call, based on his name, his name is Steve Serbis, and we're calling tonight's segment with Steve, Serb Your Enthusiasm. Isn't that fun? We made a thing that kind of looked like Larry David, but it's Steve. And then we made the theme song sound the same. So Steve, I can see you on this Zoom, but people can't. But we chose, I don't know if you can see the photo we chose of you. It's from I think a CrossFit Games. Yeah. And you're just looking crazily jacked and just super ripped. And it's one of my favorite photos of you.
That's my son's favorite photo of me. That's what he goes to his friends. This is my dad.
This is my dad.
Yeah.
I hadn't, you know, when I was, I remember at the bus stop, probably when I was in middle school, maybe high school, there was, a lot of the my dad could beat up your dad kind of conversations. Right. And at the time I had a cousin who was a black belt in karate. And I would throw that in there. I'd be like, well, my cousin could take them all down. He's a black belt.
Right.
That was my contribution to all that bullshit. So Steve, we decided to call this segment Serb Your Enthusiasm, and we're just going to first of all, are you enjoying Hoagnica as well?
I am, but I haven't actually had a sandwich, buddy. And
you're like Tom Brady, you don't eat bread.
Right. In a couple of years, but I am having a steak.
Man, you're fucking missing out with some good breads, man. You know who makes a really good bread if you live in Brooklyn? First of all, Court Street Grocers.
Right.
All their sandwiches fantastic. And there's a new place that opened up called Winner. It's in Park Slope, and oh boy, they got some fucking good ass bread.
Actually, the last time I had a sandwich was at your birthday party, and I think that was from Court Street, was it not?
We got a few for my 50th birthday.
Yeah.
Got a few party subs from Court Street Grocers, and can't remember which ones they were.
Oh, really good. I still remember it. That was my last sandwich.
Yeah.
And so splits, steak too. Tonight.
How's my steak? My steak is great. So I did a pan sear tonight. Mm-hmm. I usually grill, but I put this on a skillet. It's a flank steak, 3 minutes on each side.
Pan sear, okay.
Pan sear, 3 minutes on each side on high heat. And then I throw in a half a stick of butter.
Whoa.
And 4 cloves of garlic.
Jesus.
Let that get really brown. Wow. And I keep on basting that steak, about a minute and a half on each side. And then I slice that bad boy up and I eat it. It's a breadless sandwich.
Wow. A half a stick of butter, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a flank steak, so it's a very lean cut of beef. So you got to get your fats in there somehow.
Sure thing. And for there someone like you, words. As we can see in this photo.
There aren't even words.
What was that?
That was you. Sorry. Poorly timed drop.
Wow, Tori. Wow. I was going to say really poorly timed. Really like poorly timed and then like weird choice. What were you going for there? Sorry, Steve. I got to rip on Tori for
all right.
What just happened.
I'm going to finish my
steak. Let's hear your thought process on that.
I try to let the drops speak for themselves.
Okay, fair enough. So Steve, so what do you think? This photo, how's your current body looking compared to what we're seeing here?
In that photo, I was about 185 pounds.
Yowza.
And right now I'm about 205, so I'm a little bit bigger than that.
Bigger like fat?
No.
Not as in shape.
No. Not fat.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just asking. Like maybe you're not like, because you look crazy chiseled there, and maybe you were like training for that event. And
yeah.
Now you're not training, so you're just, you know, you've got a little flabby.
No. I'm about the same body fat percentage, just about 20 pounds heavier.
So you put on some more muscle.
Put on some more beef.
Jesus Christ, Steve. Yeah. So what do you, you know, we called this segment Serb Your Enthusiasm because we just wanted to hear what are you excited about this over the holiday season? I mean, what do you got planned? Anything exciting? What is Steve Serbis excited about?
You know, I've been trying to think.
Oh Jesus! Here comes some dead air while Steve thinks.
No, I got a lot to be excited for. You know, okay. this is the, you know, nice time of year. Look forward to family and friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you you're just your family, like you and your kids and your wife, or like your.
Yeah, no.
In-laws and aunts and uncles and cousins, because that sounds like a fucking nightmare right now.
Me, my kids,
right.
My wife. Nothing better than the holidays with my kid for, you know, with your kids. My daughter's handiwork.
We can't see that. I can see it on the Zoom.
Oh, so what this is behind me, she went ahead and she made a bunch of paper snowflakes, and they're all over the house.
Super cute.
It's super cute, man, and everybody's excited about Christmas morning.
Sure.
And I also have a birthday coming. It's like one thing after the other around this time of year in the house.
So you got a Christmas time birthday.
Christmas time birthday always sucked as a kid. My wife is a Christmas time birthday as well. So it's like we're 4 days apart. Christmas falls just before it. And then New Year's, it's just one big party from the 24th on, man.
So do you feel like you get, they get conflated where you get less presence? Cause you're, it's like, did you ever feel like that as a kid? Like,
oh yeah,
this is bullshit. I'm getting, I should get double presents.
Totally. Like one year I got a glove for Christmas and then the other glove for my birthday. And it was like, you're trying to fool, you know?
That's pretty lame. That's almost child abuse.
It was never really had a birthday party growing up because it was Christmas break. So whatever, other parents.
Oh, right, because no one's around.
Nobody wanted to deal with it.
You so, live in the rich town on the poor side of the tracks and all the rich kids went skiing.
Right.
But not you guys. And then it was like Sosha's and the soda pops, and like the greasers, outsiders.
Yeah, the greasers and the Sosha's. It's all the greasers and skiing.
You were in love with Diane Lane.
Oh yeah, who wasn't? Right?
No, I meant your character. Jesus, don't get gross. Who wasn't? Ugh.
Hey, remember that movie? Remember that movie Streets of Fire with Diane Lane?
Kind of a musical, right? Willem Dafoe.
Great movie.
There was a couple good songs in it. There was some I remember.
And Lee Ving from Fear was actually Willem Dafoe's second, which was pretty badass character.
Really?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Real cool.
Wow.
Anyway, a lot to be excited for. Children, New Year's, birthday, and...
How old are you going to be? Do you like talking about that or you get weird about it?
No, I don't give a shit. I'm going to be 47.
Oh, wow.
So getting up there, you know?
Yeah. You sound psyched, Steve.
Yeah. Like I said, since I was a kid, my birthdays kind of were a drag. So I don't really give a shit about them that much. But it's fun when you have kids because they do, you know? People who love you care about them.
Hey, hey, New York, Jonathan and yeah. Steve, we got a super chat from Chris MS, and he says, I want to know Steve's secret to being a beefcake hunk.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Steve.
What's the secret to being a beefcake hunk? Yep. I mean, I guess you have to embrace the struggle because it never ends.
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, and my cans, they put up the snowflakes and it's so great. Jesus, Steve.
Hey man.
My God.
You know what
he
else?
He doesn't even want the bread. He's got the too good. You're too good for bread.
I'm not too good for it.
On Hognica.
It's too good for me. Look, the older I get, I can't carry that shit around, you know? I stop looking like this picture.
Right.
I eat bread.
Body now I'm just having, can't
process it.
Now I'm having the traditional peanut butter cup. It's actually almond butter cup.
Dark chocolate?
I got milk chocolate first. Mm-hmm. Got a dark chocolate one waiting in the wings. Very excited for him. Well, Steve, thanks for joining us tonight, man.
Hey, my pleasure.
And doing our segment called Serb Your Enthusiasm. I thought it went great. I thought it was a great segment.
Me too. I'm sorry I'm not more enthusiastic, you know, but
you're tired. It's the end of the week. It's Friday night. It's 9:45. You had a steak with a half stick of butter.
Exactly.
We all get it. We're all just kind of having it mellow. Omicron is here. Is that what it's called? Omicron?
Omicron, yeah.
The fuck cares? Yeah, it's just a weird fucking time. It's a chilled out Friday night, Steve.
There's a crazy surge going on.
Yeah.
Kind of a bummer.
Well, thanks for being here, ma'am.
You got it.
Have a good rest of your weekend and enjoy your steak.
All right, I'm finished, but have a great Hognica, everyone.
Thank you. Steve Service, everybody. Steve Service. Football and Slice. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. I'm embracing the challenge.
And I I have a question. What's the challenge?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask. What's the challenge?
Of being a beefcake hunt.
Oh, so you consider yourself... You consider yourself a beefcake hunk.
Whoa. Is this another, like, I figured?
Whoa. You just said you're embracing the challenge.
Yeah, you just said, like, you consider yourself that, which means nobody else does.
That's not the implication at all. Like, you've been putting a lot of, here at football, you've been putting a lot of words in my mouth tonight. A lot of words.
I'm just reading the subtext. You're the one writing the book.
Ugh. What is it? Say that again. What was the first thing about the subtext?
I'm just reading the subtext.
Ew. I'm just reading the subtext. You're writing the book.
Somebody's a shit sandwich.
Yeah, I was just simply asking if you considered yourself a hunk beefcake.
Yeah, I do. And so do a lot of other people.
Okay, and then you made something about a challenge, and then I was confused. Slice was confused.
I was trying to, what Steve Serbus said of, like, you know, embracing the.
Well, now, if I can just say, we got another super chat for 50 SEK, which I don't even know what that is. But Bren is saying, what's the secret to being a beefcake comedian? I think that's for you, New York, Jonathan.
Oh, does Jonathan consider himself a beefcake comedian?
You goddamn right I do.
It's Kroner.
It's who?
Swedish money.
What are you talking about, producer Troy?
That Bren gave us 50 Kroner, I think.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to call myself a beefcake comedian. If you think I am, you got to tell me what you think.
You know, I thought they were asking football, because football is kind of the original beefcake comedian.
Yeah, I agree, Slice. I agree.
Well, I got to admit, I never considered myself a comedian.
We got one beefcake and one comedian. What are we going to do?
I think, yeah, it was more about the beefcake, right, Slice? I think. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You know, we've said beefcake so much, I keep thinking of a big birthday cake with beef in the middle.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be so good?
Nice. Mm.
Literal beefcake. Mm.
Mm.
Would you put some frosting on it? I guess that would be the half stick of butter.
Yeah. Yeah, you should get Steve Service to tell you how to make a beefcake.
I'm literally, like I said before, the people on who are watching, you can't see, but I can see everyone Zoom, and I saw our next guest get up from her chair, and then I was going to be like, oh, and let's introduce her, just to try to catch her off guard, but now she's back, so, and then she just flipped me the bird. I think, Slice, you're right. Like, I think football is the original beefcake. You know, if it's not a comedian, that's okay, but maybe we can just say that.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I'm just trying to make sure I can see the Hoganora.
I don't know if you want me to keep interrupting with beefcake content, but now someone from Australia gave us in Australian money, $7.99, says, have you ever had Australian beefcake comedy? Australian beefcake comedy.
Australian beefcake comedy. Wow. I don't know, but I do a really shitty Aussie accent that I like to annoy the living shit out of people with, which is pretty funny. You know, just getting real close to the mic here and talking about a little beefcake. I don't know who I heard laughing, if that's a football.
Yeah, Sly. Also remembering seeing Amy Schumer rage when she heard that accent.
Well, how do you know about that?
She's a fan of football, and I've seen her really, really hate that accent.
Yes, I'd like to respectfully disagree. I think it's pretty solid. I think it's real great, pretty good.
Have you seen Australian football?
I've seen Aussie rules football, and I can't follow it, but it's pretty cool. It's just brutally violent. but I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know the rules.
Yeah, it's like seven different sports. It's got like darts in there with how they like kick the
doesn't
ball.
Have darts. Give it me a does break.
With the cancer. There's no like there's the
there's no darts football.
There's like a bullseye that they have to kick the ball through.
That's like rugby. That's not darts. They're not like walking around carrying actual little knives in their hands. That's what the implication is there, I think, when you say they have darts.
Oh, all right. Me, no, I'm not
to me, like darts is rugby. To me.
Nice.
Ah, oh, geez, Slice. You're really just kind of like trying to, you're always trying to get my goat, Slice.
No. I gotta ask. I've been the bees in my bonnet all night. I gotta ask something. What's going on with your mood tonight?
Are you asking me? Or are you looking at yourself?
No, I'm asking
in the
you.
Are you looking at yourself in a mirror and asking yourself that?
Come on. I feel like here's what's happening. I feel like tonight you're kind of like a turkey sandwich. Where's the mustard?
Nice.
No, what do you mean nice?
I mean nice. Sliced it up.
She's like, you're like a turkey sandwich. Where's the mustard?
Yeah, where's the mustard? We need
that.
What does
that even mean?
You seem kind of pretty low key.
I literally had a turkey sandwich with the comeback sauce.
Yeah, where's the comeback sauce? Where's your comeback sauce?
The fuck are you talking about, Slice? I had a turkey sandwich. Like, this is Hoagnakah.
Mm-hmm. And what's Hoagnakah about anyways?
Hoagnakah is a celebration of sandwiches. Plain and simple.
Nothing else?
No. Are you getting at something? I feel like that's a loaded question, Slice. Like loaded question.
Let's just say I have a feeling that it's about something else.
Maybe you'd like to tell us what that something else is.
I think Hoagnakah to you is about sandwiches and having a low-key attitude, because I've never seen you this relaxed.
So you think Hoagnakah is about having a low-key attitude?
Everybody on this whole, everybody that's called in, everybody's had a low-key attitude.
What's wrong
Steve
with that?
He was eating a steak. He was low-key. Everybody's been low-key.
Well, I think... Are you saying this just as a general observation or as a judgment? Because it felt like there was a real like negative connotation. Like, what's your deal?
Well, yeah.
Like you were coming at me.
Into stuff. Slice didn't say that. You just read some subtext in there.
Oh, come on.
Subtext.
Oh, that's nice. Pretty good. Nice, producer Tori. Real good. Let's take that opportunity. That's a perfect segue to go to our next guest, who I'm assuming is celebrating Hoagnakah. We're about to find out. I met her. Oh shit! I went down again. I'm leaving it. I'm leaving it. I met her this summer down in Atlanta, and just right away I'm like, she seemed pretty cool, and she kind of is. No, I'm just being annoying. Yeah, it was really a fun experience. Let's bring her on right now. Sophia Black, is it D'Elia?
It's D'Elia, like the.
Like D'Elia.
D'Elia, yeah.
So it's Sophia Black D'Elia.
Correct.
All right, nailed it. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank
good to
you.
See. Good to see you.
It's nice to see you too. I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh man, the photo we chose of you is from when we did that the thing, and you were in the Boston Red Sox hat, your favorite baseball team.
I was really upset about that.
Yeah, Sophia, she's a Yankees fan. Then I had to wear a Yankees hat, and I fucking hate that shitty team. So we were both.
We were all unhappy.
Yeah. So how's it going? Are you enjoying anything for Hoagnakah or not tonight?
I'm eating a bag of pistachios.
Wow, everyone's like really not having sandwiches. We have pistachios, we have steak, we have soup.
Whoa, someone ate steak? At what time?
It was Steve Serbus, who had probably within the last hour. He's a real he's like a jacked guy who's just got one of those like tough guy diets.
Wow. I think that's the official name. I would love to eat a sandwich right now, but I have weak girl IBS. So if I ate a sandwich right now, I would be up for 3 more hours. It's a tough hour.
I think producer Tori and I talked about that. It's a little bit of a tough call to say, celebrate Hoagnica at, you know, between 9 and 10 at night to be eating a big hoagie. I mean, I already had one at 4:30.
Right.
And 5. And then I had another half. And oh man, it was good.
Were they all the same kind of hoagies?
It was the same. Yeah, I was given 5 of the same sandwich.
Wow.
And so, but it was a sandwich that I created that you can actually go tomorrow and get at Court Street Grocers. I mean, it's like a legit thrill.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Dream come true moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's called the Hoagnica.
It's amazing.
It's pretty great.
And I've always dreamed of having a sandwich at Court Street.
You should go get mine.
That's not my dream.
Are you a meat? Well, it can be a dream or one of your dreams.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be the number one dream, and it shouldn't be.
No, it's not.
But you could go get it or just see the little sign they made in the window, which it really was a genuine thrill. Oh my God, this is exciting. Well, if you eat meat, and I can't remember if you do or don't.
This has
turkey on it. It's the Hoagnica. It's turkey, their comeback sauce, coleslaw, Munster, tomato on a really delicious roll. It's a good sandwich.
It sounds really good. I don't go turkey normally, but that sounds really good.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm trying to eat less meat.
Uh-huh.
But this was, I decided to go for a meat sandwich.
Sounds really good.
So what did you, so you're having the pistachios. What did you do for dinner? I mean, it's just a lot of food talk tonight. You know, we're really keeping it like straight down the middle. Hoagnica, celebration of sandwiches, which can be like, we're finding out. Slice is doing soup. Steve had steak. You're having pistachios now. So really it's just, you know, it's degrees, it's shades.
Yeah, whatever it means to you.
Yeah, but what did you have for dinner? What was your most substantial meal?
I had Chinese for dinner, but it was like fancy Chinese from this place called Birds of a Feather.
Oh, Birds of a Feather. Where is that?
It's in Williamsburg. It's far from me. So that's why it's like fancy expense because I have to pay for somebody to bring it all the way also over here. It's really good.
Too far away. Williamsburg is too like
far. It's far.
What's the good? I need to find some good Chinese in, although I don't eat it a lot. It's not very healthy, but delicious. Yeah, and then you go to sleep. But what's good Chinese in Brooklyn?
That's why I order from this place. I don't know. I don't think there's a lot over here.
So you got it delivered.
Someone said East Wind Snack Shop. That's true.
Oh, that place is
delicious. Yeah.
That place is fantastic.
That place is really good.
I highly recommend that place to anyone that lives in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, agreed. Good call.
But I mean more, that seems a little less traditional. Like they've got really good dumplings, like more.
Yeah. You mean fake American Chinese
food. I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So never mind. Let's not even bother. Who cares?
All right. We shouldn't want it. We don't want it.
East Wind Snack Shop. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, we kind of talked about, we were going to talk about whatever, but who cares? Like we can just kind of talk about whatever.
Whatever.
We can keep it just like, I kind of like just that we're just keeping it to food and Hoagnica and celebrating sandwiches, but also whatever. And also I'll just say the Hoagnora, it's still burning.
It looks really good.
We're getting down to, it's probably going to go out soon. And I put the foil on it, even though it's a fake piece of bread that's from producer Tori, your high school, right?
Yeah. I stole it from my high school cafeteria when I was a senior.
So how long have you had this fake piece of bread, producer Tori?
Well, that would reveal a lot, wouldn't it? So it's, let's say it's over, I don't know, it's like 25, 28, 30 years. I don't know, something like that.
You know what I have to dig up? I think I got it stored somewhere. My mom, when I was in high school, I used to wear like black penny loafers. I thought that was like the cool look for like a year. And then my mom bought me like this little plastic black shoe and just thought, Oh, my son, I guess my, at the time it was, my son wears shoes like this. Here, he'll like a little version of it. It was such a weird mom gift, but I just thought it was so, so funny. And I kept it. And even like,
oh.
I'm still friends with this guy named Carl, a high school buddy. And we keep in touch and he'll always like, hey, you still got that shoe? And I do.
Wait, she only gave you one? It wasn't even a pair?
No, it's just one little plastic black shoe. I'll see if I can find it. I think it's in a box in storage. But
that's really cute.
It's pretty cute. I'm glad I saved that because there's lots of shit I got rid of. I'm like, oh, I should have saved it. But that's easy because it's teeny. But that's my fake bread.
No, the bread is more of a commitment because that's like kind of a big thing to keep when moved to different apartments. And
exactly. The shoe is like, you know, impressive. Probably 3 inches. I can just toss it in a box or whatever.
Yeah,
it's a much easier choice than this piece of bread or a sweatshirt or five t-shirts where it's just I have nothing from
my childhood.
I was gonna ask if you had, that was my next question for real. I was gonna say, do you have any like cool fake somethings? Nothing.
No, because of the OCD, I get rid of everything all the time.
Well, let me ask you this. I was gonna one of the things from when Sophia and I met on this job in Atlanta, and I ended up staying at some Airbnbs because the job kept getting extended. There were COVID shutdowns, just like we're having now. Like this is literally our world. And so that's what happened. That's why we're doing Zooms tonight. I think I might've explained to everybody and made a post, but yeah, we had some COVID cases and we couldn't do the studio. And so we're still, but it's fun that we're still doing the show. Anyway, so I stayed in one of these Airbnbs and it was perfect, like just super quiet. It was in this neighborhood called Cabbage Town, which I'd never
spent time in,
and
I just
loved it so much. And it was more like going back to like what football was saying about, it felt like a Crate and Barrel showroom. Just that's how this particular place designed it. Nothing fancy, but it was totally nice and it was quiet. And I loved it. And they had all like these cheesy, you know, daily affirmation things that you could buy at, you know, Crate and Barrel and
live, just, laugh, love kind of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff everywhere. And, you know, and I kept sending Sophia all these photos of all these annoying things. But then, like, of course, after a week of being there, I'm like, I love this place. It's because it was just such a shitty thing. And so I was going to, Sophia just got married recently and I was going to for a wedding present. And then I didn't do it because I thought this will be a waste of money. It'll get thrown away. But I wanted to make a thing like in one of those daily affirmation style posters. But like this house is a home because when it's yellow, we let it mellow. And when it's brown, we flush it down and pick a really just like elegant font to make it in and then frame it with a really beautiful frame.
Yeah.
And then make them hang it in their bathroom. And then they'd probably be like, this is so fucking annoying. Just no. So I,
but see,
I didn't
the thing is you didn't send it, and the thing is, Henry keeps everything. I keep nothing. Henry keeps everything, so he probably would have hung it up and loved it. Yeah,
that's a tough call. The older you get, gag gifts are like really annoying.
It's got to be a person who loves a gag gift.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm glad I didn't spend the money on it because I think that would have been just too. This is just too fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I'm also laughing. What's funny, and this is, I guess, so producer Tori, how does it work? Like, can any fan be on this Zoom? Like, I'm seeing all these people, and some of them have their cameras off, or was that like a Patreon thing?
No, anyone. It's open to Hognica is open to any and all.
Because it's so funny. I love seeing, like, it's funny every time I look in the program box, because I'm on gallery view, I guess. So I'm seeing me in the program shot, and then so when I'm talking to the guests and we just see the photo, it's such a bummer because then I can also see Sophia and Steve and everybody in the box.
You can do active speaker.
Is that the speaker view? But you have to have,
that's what I'm in.
I see. But also, I guess we also, they re-air these as podcasts, so you're just hearing it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
It's just your own selective experience.
Yeah, and maybe this is going back to what Football and Slice were saying. I'm forcing my own subtext into the story, the book that I'm supposedly writing or whatever. The Slice, what did you say?
I've never been asked to paraphrase myself, so I don't think I can. It's like, I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wasn't even intentional.
I just like to say, I heard Slice's comment on the low key thing. So I'm trying to bring up the heat a little bit. I don't know, Slice, am I doing better?
You really are. I think you really changed the vibe around here. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I resent that, Slice. I'm going to tell you right now. I feel like that was a direct accusation that I'm responsible for this low energy thing. And even as if the low energy thing is even an issue, you're maybe drawing attention to something that maybe you're ruining the vibe, Slice.
Oh yeah,
maybe,
Tell me how you really feel. Zip it up, huh? Zip it up.
Well, what are you saying? Tell you how I feel or zip it up?
Well, first,
which one would you like?
Well, I guess first zip it up and then tell me how you really feel.
Your pants, zip up your pants for real.
Oh, I thought you were saying zip it, close your mouth and then tell us how you really feel. I'm like, that's going to be hard to do if my mouth is zipped. Get it?
Yeah.
Ha ha. Well, Sophia, thanks so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
It was nice to see on a little box. Maybe we'll hopefully have some coffee soon.
Yeah, let's go. I want to get the sandwich.
Go get the sandwich.
How long is it going to be there?
I think it's only for a day or two. You guys should definitely go get the sandwich. Anyone that does it, get a picture. I mean, I hate when people say, tag us on Instagram, but I honestly just want to see. I think it's so stupid and hilarious that they did it.
It's amazing.
That if anyone gets it, please take a photo, because I think that's so funny.
Yeah, maybe.
I also feel if a ton of people do it, they might keep it longer.
Yeah, let's make the Hognica a regular sandwich. It is pretty good. Yeah. I do think everything that they make is yummy, and this is a good one. I could see it catching on, and I could also see it being controversial because people are being, what's this Jewish one? Then it's going to go back to that part. It's a Jewish sandwich. I had a feeling.
Oh, come on.
Maybe people are happy about it. Maybe.
Yeah, I wasn't putting judgment on it. I was just saying someone might say that. I had a feeling. And then that.
I got to say, it sounded like judgment. It sounded like a lot of judgment.
From me?
Yeah.
On what or who?
Well, listen, guys, I want to say
very quickly, I was just going to say, Sophia, thank you again.
We didn't hang up
on her yet, right? She's still here?
Yeah, she's still there.
All right, Sophia, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Hopefully see you soon. Have a happy holidays and happy new year.
Thanks. Happy Hognica, everybody.
Happy Hognica.
Bye.
All right, football Slice, what the fuck?
All you've been doing is coming at Slice.
Bullshit.
And then you are coming at the Jews even harder.
I'm Jewish. What are you talking about? I'm not coming at anybody.
Oh, okay. So the phrase self-hating Jew, that you've never heard that phrase before?
I never said I didn't hear that phrase before.
Okay, well then that phrase exists for a reason, and that reason's in the mirror. And also zip it. You can look in the mirror and maybe zip it up.
See, this is you and Slice keep saying that. Are you both looking in the mirror? And hey, saying that, because you should be.
Listen, this has given me the energy I was hoping for, but I just have a quick request. Can we hear Ira's song one more time?
I already put the no.
Come on.
No is
once.
The answer. No, no. Is
I forgot
the answer.
How it sounded. I forgot how it sounded.
Oh, man.
It was a banger.
Listen, I'm going against all my training, all my improv training. In Chicago to say yes and I'm just saying no.
You're saying no la tango.
I am saying no, we're not hearing that song again. That's what I'm saying.
Ira, please play it again.
Not insulted at all.
And it's got nothing to do with how great the song was. It's got everything to do with me just not wanting to hear it again.
Just give us a taste, just a taste of it.
Let's do a taste. If Ira's up for it, I'll allow a taste.
Coming right back.
Oh God, I knew it. I'm like, they put the piano away, but it's worth it because I can hear Georgia giggling in the background. And now that I know she's Jewish, it's like a different image I have of her.
in my head.
Negative, right? Your image of her now, you know, she's Jewish.
Oh, geez. Oh, boy, football. Oy vey.
Oh, Jonathan.
I'm looking around the Zoom. Well, I can hear Ira. I can hear. I'm just looking to see. We got Caleb, Wisconsin Dud, Brian, Miles Laird, Chase Reynolds, Sean Morris.
HD just tipped us $25 in the super chat.
Thank you very much. And listen, thank you to any fans that are like tuning into this super ridiculous show. We really appreciate you watching, and anyone that's contributing financially to help us and obviously office hours, like, we do greatly appreciate it on any support that you're giving the show, especially, like, I can't believe we're even doing a show about Hognica. It's a really fun show to do. It's super fucking dumb. And thanks to everybody that watches and enjoys. Oh, I forgot, Tori. I knew I was forgetting shit. I wanted to wear, Tori, we have merch. Oh, yeah. Where's that little bag? Like, we've got some magnets now. The producer Tori pins, right? Some of these little slice key. I mean, we've got like t-shirts. Yeah. So especially with the holidays coming up, whatever, I feel like I'm actually shilling stuff, but it is cool shit. It's really funny. We've got good, silly, fun merch. Oh man, let me step away from the.
There's like sliced refrigerator magnets, right?
Yeah. And Tori gave me a bunch. Hold on one second.
Well, he's going to look. Ira, would you play the song one more time?
Just yes, please. Enough.
Oh, Ira, please, just give us a little taste.
Oh, and Brian is showing the magnets up to the camera for you and me, Slice.
Oh, thank you. Ira, will you give us a little taste?
Oh man, I don't know if that was just a lot of dead air. Figured football and Slice might be chatting.
Ira was playing, but it came out real soft for some reason.
Oh man.
We couldn't hear it too well, but.
Oh, you couldn't hear? Sorry. I was playing.
Oh, it's.
That's okay.
Some of the notes. It was like a taste of a taste.
A taste of a taste.
Yeah. Like a taste of a hoagie.
Oh. That is very faint, Ira.
Hmm.
That's okay. Listen, the moment's come and gone.
Yeah.
You had the chance.
I understand.
To play the song.
Oh, you're right.
I had a brief moment where I'm like, yeah, you know what? Let's do that. Let's go. And now the moment's come and gone. It's come and gone.
Yeah, it happens. I understand.
You know what that was, Slice? That was a low-key keyboard.
Oh, my gosh. It was. Ira, thank you so much for that low-key keyboard. Yeah, that was kind of a low-key keyboard.
Well, what's nice about that, too, is that that feels to me like a full circle moment, which when you think of the spirit of Hognica, you know, you're starting with a full sandwich and going down to nothing. And then that's almost its own full circle moment. And what I'm seeing now is that here's what I was just going to do. I was going to show everybody that the Hognora burned out, and I was going to lift up my laptop to show everybody, but instead I lifted up the microphone as if the microphone was the computer. So I was like angling the microphone, and then I realized that's not the computer. So if you look right there behind my, over my right shoulder, you'll see the Hognora has burned out, which brings us full circle to the end of the show. And we're going to end things. We're going to do a few more calls to our listeners and our viewers. And I want, you know, let's get some real shit here. And you can be a goofball if you want, but we're going to end with a segment called Cavelling in the Name of. Jason doing his Rage Against the Machine impression for a Killing in the Name of. And Tori, who is just an absolute, proving himself to be a master. We have to get producer Tori a real paying job on a show. He's just like an idea man, one after the other. And so Cavelling in the name of, what we want to do here in the spirit of Hoagnica, where we've been celebrating sandwiches, and we had Steve Serbis on for a little Serb your enthusiasm. Ira and his, I still can't believe, Jewish wife, Georgia. I mean, this has been a night of celebration, revelation, you know, and we're going to end it with, we're going to have people call in. We're going to give you like a minute to Cavell, which I think is Yiddish for just like, you know, being, you know, joyful, prideful, something you're happy about. Just Cavell. So let's take some calls, and then we'll wrap it up. I want to come back to football and slice and hear what you guys are cavelling about. But let's get some callers on first, and hear what they're cavelling about. Producer Tori, who we got?
Raise your hand if you got something to cavell about.
Who wants to cavell?
Wave or something.
I see Sean Morris.
Sean Morris. Let me find Sean.
That's who's in. I only have, I don't know how many people I have, but how many pages we got up?
Sean, you're unmuted.
Hello, everybody. Cavelling, can you clarify? Cavelling is expressing gratitude?
Yeah, something you're like so proud of something. It could be anything. You just, I'm cavelling, right? Yeah. Jews on here. Is that what cavelling is?
Again, you say Jews on here. You don't say Jews on here. But
You're ascribing a tone that is not their football. I was very like, hey, the Jews out here. The Jews on here.
Really?
I didn't go like, hey, the Jews on here.
I'm going to say you did more like that than the first. But all right. As a Jew on here, yeah, cavelling is like something great happened. I'm cavelling over here. I'm so happy.
Yeah. So I hope that helped you out, Sean.
It certainly does. Yeah, I think I'm cavelling on the fact that I have a 4-year-old and we're just on like a parenting tear right now.
Oh man, that's,
you know, any parent will know that you've got the deep valleys and the high highs, and it's just, last couple of weeks, it's a tear. So cavelling about being a dad, especially at such a joyous time of year. And I just want to add, cavelling about the show, the positivity, I don't know, something about it. I come back every week and I really appreciate the positivity, especially at this time. So I just want to cavell for the show, if I use that word properly.
You did. And you know what, Sean? Thank you for pointing out football and slice, the positivity of the show.
I'm not trying to be confrontational and stir discontent.
No, you were beautiful. Someone else made it confrontational, but no, that was beautiful. Thank you, Sean.
Yes, thank you, Sean, for acknowledging
that. Sincerely, yes.
Thank you, Sean. No,
absolutely.
And also I love hearing that from Sean, from anyone that wants to call in. Just have like a, if you want to be earnest, like I love it, like having, just enjoying your kids and riding the highs, because he is right, there's the valleys, but man, when it's great, it's the best, and that's so exciting, and it's yeah, nice to like cavell about your children.
Yeah, I'm tearing up a little. That was gorgeous.
Well, thanks, Sean, and I hope you guys keep riding that parent high and through the holidays and into the new year. And
you and me both. Thank you for the opportunity to cavell.
Thank you. Thanks, and thanks for listening and watching. All right, who else wants to cavell? Come on, let's get a few more cavells.
Chase Chat said they had something to cavell about. Let me see if I can unmute them. Sorry, Chase, I'm having trouble unmuting you here.
Chase Reynolds?
That's Chase Chat.
No, but look in the chat, it says unmute.
We'll try Chase Reynolds. Chase Reynolds, are you also Chase Chat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can't chat and my phone is the camera, so that's why I have two.
Football.
Yeah, I'm cavelling because so I'm just like happy at like the past couple of days I've wrote like 3 songs and I went through like a 5-year period where I didn't write anything. And so it, just like the past year I've just been like on a tear just like writing a ton of songs and it feels good. And that's,
you know, I gotta say, like sometimes I don't think any of us, this I don't know if this is gonna sound like too serious or not, but I don't think any of us, nobody wishes, no one's glad there's a pandemic. But it's like there's been so many opportunities that I've had where it's like, well, if the pandemic never happened, then this positive thing wouldn't have happened. And maybe, you know, it's one of those, how do you make light and out of something so shitty as this? And any moment we can gleam onto where it's like, well, that may not have happened if not for the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Where maybe you don't appreciate things. I mean, that's starting to sound corny, but I've certainly had a lot of really cool moments that I've had to at least acknowledge, well, those wouldn't have happened if not for all this shit that's happening. Not that I wish it were happening, but it at least made me glom onto that. I didn't need to go on that tangent. I got, you know, I'm saying, but maybe that's like, it took all that shit to here you are in this moment where you're appreciating these songs you wrote.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, because I mean, I have the time now to do it. So yeah, it's been great.
Well, that's even what I was thinking about when Sean was talking, where it's just, you know, again, none of us wish this were happening, but it's forced us to sort of look at things in a way. And not everybody has the luxury of saying, well, I can take advantage of this downtime. But if you start to think of those ways and making it work, I like how it's getting serious at the end of Hognica. But yeah, that's how I feel. I'm glad to hear people starting to go full bore into cavelling in the name of and not making it shticky.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I gotta say, you know, when you come to the end of a sandwich, it is a moment of reflection. What absolutely happened just eaten.
Yeah, and also, and listen, and you can learn from sandwich to sandwich. Maybe one sandwich you eat and you're like, you plow through it and you realize you didn't savor that last bite football, yeah, like you were saying. And maybe the next sandwich you have, you're like, I'm going to slow this one down a little bit. I'm going to really savor each bite. I'm going to think about, oh, the crust on this one. Ooh, I didn't notice that flavor before. Oh, that's a nice little combo right there. And then you get to that last bite and you're like, all right, here we go. Will I ever have this sandwich again? I don't know. Maybe not from my choosing. You know what I'm saying? I love it, football.
Yeah, you don't put your hand in the same river ever, and you never eat the same sandwich.
It's again. Never the same sandwich. You could order the number 24 from City Subs every day for the rest of your life. You'll never have the same sandwich.
Right.
Never. Not once.
I hope Chase writes a song about that.
I will. I'm going to you right now.
I hope Ira's got his keyboard at the ready right now.
Oh, is Ira going to sing the song?
I hope so. If he didn't see it going there, that's his fault. There he is. Anyone else want a cavell? Let's take 2 more cavells.
You know, Shemp and Jack Flash said on the chat that he had something to cavell about.
Shemp and Jack Flash. I like the screen name.
Well, where'd he go?
Hey, John.
I can see him. Hey, Shempin.
Yeah. Yeah,
is it Shemp and Jack?
Shemp and Jack Flash. That's just my
Shemp and Jack.
My Flash. Handle. I'm a big Three Stooges fan. Kind of comboing that in the Stones, but I put it in the chat there. Definitely cavelling about a little bit of career change. Nice. Last year, I made a lot of kind of corny, fun videos for Office Hours. Just kind of tooling up my editing skills, and I was actually able to leverage that into a paying gig, a job.
Wow. And
it's very creatively fulfilling. It's great. And I talked to some of my old coworkers actually today, and you know, I should never, like, I guess I just kind of solidified it. They were really bummed out at their current spot. So I was like, yeah, that's kind of a good idea to take this new job. But I wanted to thank all the Office Hour community because they're always like super supportive. I mean, these videos are like, hey, what's up, bud? Got a guest here. We're watching some Scooby-Doo upstairs. What's up? Dad, what are we doing? Oh, we've been watching some Scooby-Doo. Well, hey, I just want to say thanks to the office. Oh, I made a video. I'll post it tomorrow. It was tech tips today, but I did make a slice video. So I'm going to post it tomorrow. You guys it out.
Thanks for making all that stuff. And congrats. I mean, that's pretty cool news.
Thank you.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Thanks, Slice. Football, Tori, and John, of course. I think I got to take care of some business.
Thanks, Shemp and Jack.
Thanks, Shemp and Jack.
Bye, congrats. Shemp and Jack's kid.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That was
I kind of love that we're getting like some really sincere moments and we're seeing people's kids, although it's fine if we don't see, just hear like, it's kind of nice. And I agree, like, it's nice to just, this is kind of, I'm kind of enjoying just kind of ending on this, you know, straight ahead, like, stupid name, Cavelling in the name of, and then it's like, oh, we're getting some genuine, like, nice moments. Let's do one more Cavell.
Jojo has something for us.
Jojo. Oh, I see Jojo's box. That sounded dirty, right? I see Jojo's box. But I do see Jojo's box.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So I have something to Cavell about.
Let's hear it.
I just finished my first semester of grad school. I'm doing my PhD in biochemistry and got all A's and got good marks for my research and I'm doing good. So I'm happy.
Holy shit, that's a lot. Yeah, that sounds like congrats.
That's amazing.
For sure, Cavell.
Thank you.
You know, it feels good to Cavell. Sometimes you got to do it.
It feels so good.
Yeah, and especially now, like, it's a fucking weird ass time.
Oh my gosh.
We should all celebrate every moment, like, because especially if there's not a lot of them, like, just, I've been doing that more in this last year, like trying to stress less, even though it's next to impossible. But it's like, it's a good challenge. Wait, what was the thing from earlier? Wasn't there some kind of challenge that football said? And then Slice and I were like, what?
I was trying to paraphrase what Steve Service said about embracing the challenge.
Oh, right. I was about to launch into some shitty full circle moment, but I guess that's not.
No, but that's what we're embracing the challenge of this pandemic. We're embracing the challenge of grad school and biochemistry.
And don't you think the ultimate Cavell is a beefcake?
Wow. I think that's, you know what, that's a nice full circle moment. Well, it's very quickly, thank you very much for Cavelling, Jojo, and congratulations on all that good news.
Thank you, that's fantastic.
Well, I want to talk to Slice and Football a little bit as we kind of wrap things up here, and maybe we can Cavell a little bit, because, you know, there's been some, I'd say, like, a weird energy tonight with me and Slice and Football, and I think there's just a lot of, you know, we're all guilty of placing some subtext into things that have been said, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. I definitely felt attacked tonight.
Definitely felt you feeling attacked.
And New York Jonathan, let me just say this, that don't you think the spirit of Hobnica is to get somebody to feel attacked to ultimately have the best show ever?
Yeah.
You know what? I was not on board with anything that you were saying until I think until the last four words, the best show ever. If that's what it took. No, I was going to say it was worth it, but maybe it wasn't.
You literally said the pandemic was worth it because people were finding their creativity and enjoying more. And you can't take feeling attacked for 2 seconds to have.
That's not what I said at all, Football. I didn't say it was worth it. How dare you?
You said, I'm so happy the pandemic happened and we're
how
all.
How dare you? How dare you put words in my mouth, Football? You just said two different things, too.
Well, guess
I'm
what?
I'm calling you out on that.
The key has been turned.
Oh, no one knows what that means.
The door has been unlocked.
The key has been turned.
Bam, bam.
Well, listen, Football and Slice, I just wanted to say that I appreciate both of you. And I think you should focus on what Sean Morris said, because I'll bet there's a lot of viewers like him that just appreciate the positivity of this show. And maybe you should start giving me a hard, stop giving me such a hard time calling, thinking I'm so mean.
All right. I was actually complaining that you weren't being mean enough at the beginning.
Oh, is that what you were getting at?
Yeah.
Too late. Oh, that. So we're excited when you got so mad because the low key got high.
I see what you're saying. Oh my God, I misunderstood this whole time. And I think that's the spirit of Hognica, right?
Spirit of Hognica.
You just, when you're having a sandwich that is so good, you just lose yourself in it. You lose yourself in it, and you're hearing things that maybe someone says something and you have heard it. You realize that you get to the end of the sandwich and it's like, it wasn't them, it was the sandwich.
Yeah.
And it forces you to listen to your friends better and forces you to be a better, just a great sandwich is like just being a better person.
Sometimes you don't hear over the volume of the crunch.
Yeah.
It's the famous story, the misunderstanding of the magi.
Oh, that is that famous story. Yeah.
And then you realize what you were so upset about was the opposite of what they were saying.
That's what happened to the magi. Is it magi or magi?
Magi.
That's what happened to the magi.
And I think it's pronounced geift.
Yeah. The geift of the magi.
The geift of the magi.
And maybe Osprey. I misunderstood. And every time that you said Jew, that was you saying it in a really loving and positive way.
Yeah. And that's not, first of all, that's not at all how I said it. And, you know, we're ending on a cool note here. Like it's.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's,
no, I'm saying that.
But
was
still, good. But still, yeah. That's not how I said it. And not even, not at all. Not even close.
Okay. 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 But whatever it is.
There was no sneer to it. You're just really like.
Right. When you said, I don't mean to be insulting, but I figured you're Jewish. That was positive.
Listen, I don't want this tangent to derail the beautiful moment we were having.
You're right. Sorry, Sean Morris.
To end the show.
Yeah. You're right. Sorry, boys.
No, it's not even about apologizing. I think it's just catching yourself in that moment of, let's just do it. Let's say finishing the sandwich that is the show.
Yeah, I bit my cheek, right? That's when you eat the sandwich too fast and you accidentally bite your own cheek.
And that happens sometimes. And it's another lesson. Like you can't control that last bite. You might think you have control over it, but then you put it in your mouth and you bite your cheek. That happens sometimes.
You know what I realized kind of what happened? It's kind of like we just made the spiciest sandwich ever. We started with the most low-key bread. And then we got into spicy territory with attitude. And then we ended on... I think with this cavilling, which Tori, I would say he killed it. I think we ended on another bread.
Osprey.
Oh, there's Tori again, trying to shoehorn something in just the most incongruous moment. Like just speaking of going back to like improv training, just like not, and Tori, just the opposite. That was like the opposite of Hognica, not listening. Not just being about just, I'm going to cramp. God damn it, Tori.
I was trying to rile you up.
God damn it.
In the spirit of what Slice and Football was saying.
And see, and I didn't even get that. And now I understand.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That I think is the way we end the show right there. That's how you end Hognica. Kind of low key, low energy realization where I think we all came together, right? Producer Tori, Football and Slice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah,
L'chaim.
Perfect. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in tonight. This is, I hope everyone's enjoying it because we are thoroughly enjoying doing this every month. It's just so dumb and fun, and we genuinely do appreciate everyone watching and listening. So. We want to make sure we thank Josh Inman for the graphics. And who did Josh, Tori, make the thing at the beginning?
No, that's Dan Mulcahy made the animation. The
really Dan cool Mulcahy animation. Has made that really super funny, hilariously stupid. Whenever I say stupid and dumb, I mean that as a compliment. The animation at the that we now have for the beginning of the show, it really makes me laugh. It's so dumb. Jason Lamb has been doing some of our music. Zach Stone is the helping us with the technical directing. Is that right?
Yep.
And then Wes Knapp is our engineer. And then Matt Carlin, who you all know from Office Hours. And of course,
producer Matt.
Probably should have had the boss on. Can't believe we didn't have the boss, Tim.
He's on the chat. He's saying, thanks, John. Thanks, Slice and Football.
Oh, you got it, boss. Here to please. But yeah, so it's been super fun doing the show. And thanks for supporting us in any way you can. And by all means, check out the merch. I can't believe I forgot to have these to show. They're so funny. But I'll take some pictures and post. We've got T-shirts and what do we have? We got the Slice Crust Got to Hurt fridge magnets.
We've got magnets. We've got, and if you get the magnet, you get a free Slice sticker and football sticker together with that.
Oh, right.
And
the producer Tori buttons.
Yeah, those are forced upon people. Little 1-inch button.
We've got the Office Hours East, the long sleeve shirt and the comfort tees.
Yes. And we have a Slice keychain. That's not up yet, but will be.
Keychain, yeah. And I think that's like another like limited availability kind of thing. They're all stupid and all really funny.
And the Hognicka sandwich.
Oh, yeah. And thanks again so much to Court Street Grocers. Like that really was a kind of a dream scenario. Like I love, if you watch my shows, you know that I enjoy stupid sandwich humor. And, but for real, like Court Street Grocers is one of my favorite sandwich shops. And for them to take part in this stupidity tonight was super cool. So they will, I think they said they'll have it for like the next day or two. So if you live in Brooklyn, it's the Brooklyn location for Court Street Grocers. It's on Court Street, not too far from 9th. But look it up and find it and go get yourself a Hognicka. And if you do, like, take a picture and post it. It would just make us all laugh.
And the Michelotti Hat Club, thank you so much for the Tech Diff hats.
Oh, yeah, the Tech Diff's hats are so cool, man. And then there is this one, too, which is also pretty sweet with the Detroit D, which I like. But this one, yeah, these are pretty great. And thanks for all the fans who have been like putting stuff online. And I think it was, Shemp and Jack Flash, whoever's making videos and stuff. Like, we love it all. So please keep it up and sending it and posting it. And I hope everyone has a really nice end of the year here and going into 2022. And take time out to Cavell. And have a great, have a great holiday season. And, we'll see y'all in 2022. Good night, everyone. Slice Football. Any parting words?
And a good night to you.
Yeah. I'm quelling for you. Thanks, Jonathan, New York, Jonathan.
All right, everybody. Thanks very much. And, happy new year. We'll see you next year.
Ira, could you play this song?
Yeah.
Oh, so nice. Slice deep in a jingle bell.
Good, everybody. I think, that was pretty fun. Thanks, everyone who is tuning in and watching. I'm going to go do dishes now and go walk Cabby.
Cabby.
Right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Slice.
Cabby is in his dog bed. Aww. Oh, Cabby, he's tired.
New York, Jonathan, I'll see you tomorrow morning to pick up that.
Oh, yeah. 9:30, okay. Right?
Yep, yep.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, everybody.